Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So I was requested to say something about the message, the In actual sense, what do we mean by a new year? What is new year? New year. Every year we say this, happy new year. So what is new? New year. New year is green day, yellow day. What is new in the year? You get my question? What do we mean by a new year? What is new in a year? First January is going to be green. Welcome to morning. Today is green. Or it's not figure 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or something. What is new? This is the one we use to be, right? New year. So what is new year? I don't know. New year. What is new year? Is there something is
ending? The year is ending, so it will begin. So we feel it's a new, and it we feel that we want something better.
Okay, we want something better. Yes, go.
Yes. It is an old thing becoming new again. It is an old thing becoming new again.
So your house is not going to be the same house, it's going to be a different house. You are going to break down the building, 21st December, 1st January, you put a new building, new structure. What is new in a year?
Nothing, just like 1 Monday is gone. Like 1 Monday, and then the next week, next Monday. And then 1 month, and then the next month.
Yes.
And then 1 year, and then it's just a full year. Year, that's all. Nothing changed, just a date change.
You understand? What is new? What is new that we should affix that to the year is our consciousness has changed. The consciousness is changed. Particularly for a devotee. The way I live my life 2017, I want to have a different consciousness 2018, then it is new, because the consciousness has shifted. from lower to higher. In practice, if we want to do this in practice to make our year new, number one, we should try to forget every bad thing that has been done to us. You want to have New Year? Do we want to have New Year? Forget every bad thing that has happened to you. Is it clear? What should we do?
Forget every bad thing that happened to us.
Number two, forget every good thing you have done.
You do what?
Forget every good thing you have done.
We should forget every good thing we have ever done to somebody. Forget it. If we can do this, it is
new.
New year. Why should I forget every bad thing that I have experienced? Why should I forget it? Grudge is fire. Keeping grudge is
fire.
Anyone feels happy, comfortable holding fire with hand? Anyone? If I keep grudge or malice for something I have done to me, who suffers?
The keeper
suffers. Because I'm the one who is. I'm the one holding
the fire.
Pure devotees are called pure devotees. Why? They don't see what people do to them. And so many of us were going to speak about what was happening. When he was going to speak some Bhagavatam, what was happening?
We were trying to stone that
day. Not glorifying?
No.
Not worshiping?
No.
You were?
Trying to stone.
What did you do?
No mind.
Question.
Speak,
No.
He
overlooked.
Why? Chapter 17, chapter 18, Barabbas. Chapter 18, Barabbas. Explain. A Jewish beauty looks at a wolf's organization acting. They don't see a person. Therefore, they don't get disturbed by the person. He knows the moves of nature is acting. The middle of nature is at work. The moves, the two modes of nature are acting. We have recent devotees, we should not forget. We shouldn't forget. There's no scripture which says that a swami had become a pure devotee because it's a swami. Any scripture say like that? I may be a swami by dress. Of course, a swami should be one who has control over the senses. But it is not always true. A swami has become pure devotee because it's a swami. Now, this is four kinds of people. How many?
Four
kinds of people.
Surrender to you.
They approach me. Where are those four people? Where are they? Where?
Here.
Including the swamis. So, we should look at the scripture very carefully. We should look at our scriptures very carefully to see what the scripture is saying. We should not go look at the scripture philosophically. It is not enough. We should look at our scriptures beyond the alphabet. Beyond the alphabet. This is how we should look at our scriptures. Please, look beyond the alphabet. The world should look behind. That is scrutiny. Scrutiny of the scriptures. Four kinds of people approach me, not one person. So we should look at it, all of us, carefully to see if we are showing the qualities of a swami or a devotee. We should look in my speech, my actions, my interactions, the way I deal with brothers and sisters. We should look at it carefully and compare with the scripture. We have a mirror to look at our face. Is it not?
Yeah.
Where is the mirror to look at our heart?
No way.
The scripture. The scriptures are the mirror to look into our heart. The scripture. So we should look at ourselves very carefully and look at the scripture and see if we have this word. For example, if you have a bit of air, then you are written here. Chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let's look at it. They don't look at you. But besides chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let's see what is in you. If we don't do this, we will be thinking that only one person approaches Krishna. Not only one person approaches Krishna. Four kinds of people approach Krishna. Vishva sarva bhutanam maitra karna eva cha yamam bhuta ahankara samadhuta sukha shanti santushta satatam bhuti tathatma bhuta vishchaya maya rakita mago bhuti yoma pasta samyantriyata. One who is not envious. One is
not envious,
but is a kind friend of all living entities. One is
and
kind friend of
all living entities.
I'm going for something. I'm going for something. So it is not a dress. It's not a position. Christian consciousness is not a position. It's not a dress. It's not a dress. It's not a position. Consciousness. The consciousness. This is a new all of us to see where we are in our Christian consciousness. It's a mirror to see our hearts. It's a mirror to look at our face. It's material. The mirror we use to look at our face cannot look in the heart. The mirror to look at the heart. This is the scripture. One who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination. His mind and intelligence fixed on me. Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. See, Bhagwan Vacha. The Supreme Presidential Vacha is speaking. This is New Year. This is what? New Year. My consciousness is shifting from where I am to 2017. 2018, on this consciousness, I have New Year. It is not a dress, not a position. So we should look at people based on the qualities which we are demonstrating, which are manifesting, not even the philosophy. Not even the philosophy. The philosophy. In personalities, they speak better than the personalists. And if you look at them, they act better. Even Karmis, they feel better than the devotees. Some qualities. They show some qualities. Right? The people we call Karmis, they take care of their members. They take care of the members. A Christian devotee doesn't take care of the members. Where is the New Year? When we start taking care of our members, that is New Year. Our consciousness is new. We take care of the members. A devotee who has sacrificed his life or her life for years, serving the movement for years, is sick. Nobody visits. Where is the New Year? Where is the consequence? Where is the philosophy? Philosophy, empty philosophy. Nobody can be changed by philosophy alone. Nobody. Philosophy alone does not have power to change anybody. The character will change. When Baba will give lecture, 10 minutes, Then, after the lecture, one apple got into pieces, and then one shared with everybody. People became devotees. A piece of apple, not a philosophy, a piece of apple. Well, what is that? It shows Prabhupada's care, his concern. Majority were not hearing the community. His colleagues, Aditya Mahara, told me the first day he sat in Sir Papa's lecture for the word, for the time he spent for the lecture, he didn't hear one word from Papa, not even one word. Then had he become a devotee? Had he become a devotee? What made him a devotee? The philosophy, which he didn't hear one word. I'm asking you. He said, philosophy, he didn't hear one word from Prabhupada. He didn't hear one word. Is that what made him a devotee?
No.
It comes what? His behavior, his character, that changed him. And all of us. Therefore, we should try to understand the people. You try to understand the motives. Pure devotees, they are what they speak and do. Conditioned souls, we are different from what we speak and do. So we should look at the people and try to understand, oh, this person is like this. Therefore, I should not break my head because of this. Second, let me look at what God wants me to do. It's me. Therefore, we should forget all the bad things people have done to us. So we want the Lord his revengeful mentality or attitude. And we should forget all the good things we have done for people, because that will mean forcing. I did this. You don't know? I did this for a second. So if you want our year to be new, forget it. So forget it. It will make our year new. And we are entering new year. Everything will be new, will be different. And we will see things in a different way. That is how we can also make our possible. So, in nature of instruction, production, Prabhupada said, advancement depends on the attitude of your followers. Advancement depends on what is attitude? What is attitude? The way we perceive things. How do we respond to situations? That was the question that Jesus was asking Krishna, you are telling me of Sita Pradya. How does he sit? How does he work? I didn't know how somebody sits. And he doesn't know how someone works. He doesn't know. So what does it mean? How does he see? How does he work? And then he's asking Krishna, does his Tita Pragya respond to situations the same way I am doing? How does he respond to situations? unpalatable situations, or palatable situations, how does he respond to the situations? Or something wonderful comes, and the greatest, and we send it our
depression.
Can a state of prayer be depressed or frustrated?
Compressed?
That was a question I didn't want to state of clear. Why so many devotees feel depressed? Lonely. And many devotees are committing suicide. Devotees are committing suicide. Why? Why is that? Our devotion is too small. Our devotion is too small. We need to expand it. We need to expand it. Anything we do, anything, material or spiritual, we do that no advancement. What happens? You are a businessman or business lady. After you transact the business, at the end, you have no money. What is the responsibility for that? Mismanagement. So why do you think I'm in society? Feeling depressed and feel lonely. 80% of the present world is feeling lonely and insecure about the future. The Baba said, our advancement depends on. How do we respond to our Christian consciousness, philosophy, lifestyle? How do we respond? What is our approach towards our work? Attitudes. People can say something about us. They're such a great devotee, they're so wonderful, so sweet, they're advanced devotees, they're intelligent, they're knowledgeable, they're so wonderful. All those things are what people say about us. Attitude is what we really do. When we ask our attitude, not what people say about us. What people say about us is their own speculations. 90% is flatter. Not glorification, it's flatter. So we want to have a new year. It means what? In every company, right? At the end of the year, what happens? Every company. What happens in the company every year?
Auditing.
Stop taking. You know what? Every company is coming to me and do this. Education devotees, transcendentalists. Is any stock taking our devotion? Do we check how I have lived my life this year and how I want to live my life next year? Do we check that? So what is the new year? New year means I am looking at my devotional life. What have I experienced? What is the level of my consciousness this year? And next year, what consciousness do I want to maintain as a new year? don't have the same consciousness I had 2018. Certain things I don't want to engage myself in for 2018. I don't want. And I'm making plans how to go right. At least we need to plan our Christian consciousness. The thing is that if we don't plan our Christian consciousness, mind will plan it for us. So there's nothing like I am free. That's illusion. We are free. Better be plan on my own plan. Okay, I have authority for it. The Christian consciousness means we should plan. That is new year. You are planning what is going to happen. Some of my friends, this is what they are doing. All their directors from whatever country they are, they come down to the country and have a serious meeting. Serious. What is the profit this year? What the loss this year? What is our objective for next year? This year we made 10 billion. Next year, 20 billion. It's a plan. And then, okay, what do we do to get this 20 billion next year? You?
Smoking is allowed,
and don't look at the advert of appreciating this moment. You know, this about so this is new year. Similarly, we want to make a master, we want to progress in our Christian concert, we want to have a new year in our Christian concert life, we should do this. Keep away from friends who are not taking sacrament seriously. Keep away. As you say, with devotees who are taking the sacrament seriously. Want to hear and read. Last year, IRS, this year, SDGS is for sannyasis, gurus. GBC. So, they will say, it's so bad. And the report shows that ISKCON devotees, the whole ISKCON world, it is 1.7. Only 1.7% of devotees read. You have the pass mark. Extremely low. So I want to read some of our books. Not to become a scholar and recite like parrots, but to help myself become a serious practitioner. This is New Year. On New Year, I want to be reading. If you want to maintain this, don't think that, okay, from 6 to 7 p.m. is my reading time. Don't do that. Always take a book or two wherever you go. Keep a book with you wherever you go. So that in traffic, you are finished 6 hours in traffic, you read something. If you don't do this, you will not be able to maintain the power. Always keep a book for us. Always. Because as we are taking a vow, please listen. Whenever you have taken a vow, I'm going to do this from tomorrow, please try to understand that millions of people have heard you. These personalities who have heard you, they are not physical beings, they are higher beings. They have heard you and they are waiting for you tomorrow. Tomorrow you said they are going to read everything. The next day, you have a busy schedule and you forget to read. Keep a book with you always. Wherever you go, keep a book. Then, on the traffic, you will have time. Otherwise, you work the whole day and you come back 8 o'clock in the night. So you are 6 to 7 for reading 10 hours fast. How will you read that day? It's forgotten. Not that you have to go that day, and that day, even beautiful excuses will also come. See, we should plan to succeed. To plan to succeed. If you want to plan to succeed, when you plan positively, you plan negatively. Don't always plan positively wrong. Plan also negatively. Negative plan means what? Whenever you do something, you have plenty of positive things, always look for the negative. Suppose this did not happen, what should I do? Right? You should plan for that. If you want to be a good leader, or you are planning a program festival, you should have 6 kinds of people in your group. 6 kinds of people. of all these six kinds of people, the best of them is a negative person. Negative. Why do you want to do this festival? Can't we do another thing before this one? Generally, we think this person is a bad person, but he's the best person in this group of six people. He's negatively shaped best because he's the one who knows to help you to prepare yourself to avoid all the unforeseen incidents that will take place. He's the one who's going to help you. Because he's going to put you in a situation to check yourself all around. Is there anything that I've forgotten to do? So don't think this person is a bad person. Every time you want to do something, this person is always negative, always discouraging. He's a good person, not a bad person. He's helping you to look at the loopholes. Where are the areas which you have not covered? That person will be in a group if you want to succeed. Then our Krishna consciousness will be new every day, not only 365 days. We have a new day every day, and this is a life of Krishna. Our day is new. Our day is always new. Because our consciousness is always new. So our day, what is that? It's always new. It's our new day. Then we can have a new week. We can have a new month. We can have a new year. If you don't have a new day, you will never have a new year. New day first. New week, new month, new year. Means we are making progress in our Christian consciousness. That is new. If there is no progress in Christian consciousness, there is nothing. What is a new thing? You are going to eat the rice of this hamper tomorrow. Margaret sweets. It's the same thing you are going to eat tomorrow. The same thing. So what is new? Consciousness is new. We are making our Christian consciousness fresh. We are not going to change our demand mantra. Right? The same mantra we are going to change for life. We are not going to change it. The same mantra. You are not going to change the... How do you call it? What do you call this? What is the name of this? No. Ah, okay, go ahead.
The Guru
Astaka is behind. Yes, Guru Astaka. Yes, I want to make sure we understand Guru Astaka, not Samsara. So what did they call that Samsara? It is not Samsara. It is Guru Astaka. Not Samsara. We are not going to change it tomorrow. It's going to be the same. But what is new is that our consciousness is changing. It's changing. Every day we sing, the consciousness is changing. That is new. It's new. So to have a wonderful year, a new year, is begin from new day in Christian consciousness. This is my little contribution for your new year in education consciousness. So I would love you to comment and questions. Comments or questions? Yes.
I don't have comments or questions. I will have appreciation. Very nice how Maharaj has given the techniques, the details, how to adopt the change of lifestyle in the Vaishnava way, welcoming the new year, the new kind of austerity to improve oneself. Thank you very much.
It was easy. But Israel is what is in God's friends. So when the special was activity, Indra, his wife was there, all the things were maintained. His head was mounted there behind it. So you wouldn't get inside. Indra did it over his head. Why? The position. He's happy with the position.
Yes.
I have this. So when I told you look at his consciousness, I give you the position you are. And you have forgotten. The person who put it in, you forgotten. So you are minimizing it, and because of the position, you will enjoy it. As soon as Brihaspati withdrew his mercy, but Sudacharya, he told his disciples, every time you find that this demigod, the individual, because the guru blessings, now the guru blessing is gone.
The
time? Yes. The demigod, the demigod, the defeated him. Or they cry. So Brahma says, do you have a problem? You forgot the person who put you in that position. That is a problem. So we should not forget. We should not forget. My success is what? The blessing of my guru. Yes, we feel happy. Why not? Because whatever we do, we will experience it. Anything, either good or bad, we will experience it. But we should not forget that I have become successful because of the good. So we should show him that respect. Don't forget it. We will still enjoy it. We're not going to be happy. You'll not be sad because you do something good. If you do something good, you feel happy. Either what that somebody tell you. See, like if you do something bad, you feel bad. Even what that somebody telling us. So we cannot deny that. But we should not forget to offer it, to appreciate, to recognize the position of a person who has made us successful. We shouldn't forget it.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, as you told us that when we want to progress, we should cut off with the devotees, or we should not associate with the devotees those who talk. I mean, other than Krishna consciousness or Krishna Katha. But sometimes we are the devotee and we realize with our own intelligence that okay, we should not associate with the devotee, but apparently we also keep that ill feeling for the devotee while doing this analysis by ourselves. So how we should judge that whether we should associate or not, because sometimes the devotee is very senior or maybe even many years, but still we feel that okay, he should have not spoken like this, or he should not do all the usual work or criticism. So in that situation, how we should react? Because if we stop talking, then might be we have a ill feeling for the devotee, which is also not good.
Yes. Chapter 6 of our Gita, Krishna was teaching. Renunciation does not mean hatred. Renunciation is different. Hatred is different. I don't like this. Does not give me rights to hate it. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. Because it's not everything I like. Hating it is different. It's dealing with the world. So if I see a devotee who is not in good standing, I should not keep close association with a devotee who is not in good standing. Because I don't want to get corrupt. liberated, but I should not hate that ministry. I don't want to hate. I should not start speaking bad about that ministry. I don't want to hate. My life is wrong. What I should do is look at the duty who is acting properly, in good standard like this, helping me to become more serious and Christian consistent. That is good for us to sit with. But we should not hate others because they are not acting properly. If you would have moved forward, we have a problem. So those are judging duties or realities or I know you want to get. So it doesn't mean we should become translator. So I don't care about that. Neither should we forget. Forgetting the battle we have done, it's not that we should become fools and can't be repeated again. No. Right? No. No. We should be careful. We don't keep back things in the mind, but we should know that I shouldn't associate with people who are going to mind. So keep the balance. Then we make a constant. And our own announcement will help change that insecurity. Yes.
Pardon, I was thinking about one of the first ones you know about. Brothers, please could you speak about how Srivas Thakur, they accused him of witchcraft. And then he said yes, by the person, he dealt with false accusations from people of the when he was holding kirtans, people have spread rumors about him.
Yes. He responded positively. He responded positively to that. He didn't accuse the people. He accepted that he did himself. He accepted it. But by doing this, he showed the potency of purity. Even when he said, all of you should come and see, I've been a pretender all this time, see what I used to do separately. Nobody. Anybody. Let me understand what he said. No, it is not true. I don't. So we, because we are conditioned, we want to defend ourselves, we want to prove to the people that I don't do this. We will never succeed in defending ourselves because I don't know. Not again. Trying to defend ourselves is possible. I will not put on this remain sincere and straightforward in our dealings. Whatever happens, we will come to the truth. Therefore, the people say, clear conscience, fear not, and Christmas. Because the man is just wait, really sort of. It's a question of time. Everything will be great. Will be great. Will be free. Tolerate it. Time will reveal everything. Even if you are going to be punished, don't worry. Take the punishment with a good heart. You will become glorified afterwards.
Thank you.